Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner on Sunny 99.7 online, yourfortdodge.com. A state tournament review edition of the program, the final edition of the program for the baseball softball season. We'll go on hiatus after this show for a few weeks and then get into football coming up later in August with the Coach's Show and kind of transition that. But my guest at this time here to talk about a tremendous season and an appearance in the state tournament, back-to-back appearances for his program. Coach Todd Van Otterloo, Algona Softball, joins me here. And Coach, as always, it's good to talk to you, and I appreciate not only making the time for this week, but the fact that you have made time for this show, made this a priority on a weekly basis throughout the season.
Yeah, thanks, Rob, for having me on, and enjoyed being on here each Saturday and just talking about our kids and our program.
Well, and you've got a lot to talk about. You know, you guys had a tremendous year this year, 16-2. I know it ended on a note that of disappointment, where you know you wanted to win the game, you lost to a good Williamsburg team in the first round in a competitive ball game. There, just kind of walk us through that Williamsburg game a little bit and give us your thoughts on that.
Yep. Williamsburg game was actually a really good game. I knew it was going to be a pitching duel between Cam and Peyton Driscoll there at Williamsburg. We started off the game, had runners on first and second. Just weren't able to execute a play, you know, put the ball in play and put some pressure on them. After that, we just didn't hit the ball very well against Peyton at Williamsburg. And give her credit, she's a really good pitcher, and you know, you just got to tip your hat to her. There in the third inning, they got two runs on us, and then they got one in the fourth. And then the top of the sixth inning, we got our one run on Cam Etherington's home run off of Peyton Driscoll. And that actually was our only hit of the game, unfortunately. But it was happy to see Cam get a home run there. And like I said, just Williamsburg's a great team, and obviously they're still doing a good job at the state tournament. And you know, so, but give our girls credits. They didn't give up and made it a competitive game, but came up short 3-1.
Coach Todd Van Otterloo, Alcona Softball, my guest. And you talked about Williamsburg, and they played for the state championship in the 3A level. So, you know, you lost a close game to a team that is a very quality team. You talked about Peyton Driscoll, and I wanted to ask you this. I know that your two losses this year, one's to Humboldt, one's to Williamsburg in the state tournament. You saw Ellie Jacobson. You saw Peyton Driscoll. Talk about the comparison kind of between the two, and you know, was one ahead of the other in your mind?
They're both very similar, I feel. Obviously Peyton's a little younger and she's got a few more years playing softball, but I would compare them very closely to each other. Peyton had a nice rise ball. She moved the ball around inside, outside. Also had a nice change up. So I'd compare them very closely to each other.
And, you know, you brought up the point that coaches around the state are sitting there scratching their head. This Peyton Driscoll's got a few more years left, and I know that's going to be kind of a problem for the 3A coaches around the state, too. You know, with Williamsburg, we talked going into that game, Coach, about how they were probably the best team that you have seen all year, at least on paper. You feel like they are the best team you've seen all year?
Yeah, I would think so. They're right up there, obviously, with Humboldt and Crestwood that we saw. They have a nice lineup, batting order. You know, they put the ball in play against Cam and got some timely hits, and that was the difference in the ballgame.
Coach Todd Van Otterloo, Algona Softball, my guest on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Now, Coach, you know, I know that the loss is disappointing, but a great season for you guys, 16-2, back-to-back state tournament appearances now for you. Algona Softball is here, right? You guys have arrived at this point.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, like you said, it was a great year for our girls. You know, it wasn't even guaranteed we were going to have this season. And to go 16-2 is a great accomplishment for this team. And, you know, with our two losses being to Humboldt and Williamsburg, you know, the girls have nothing to hang their head on. you know, it was disappointing ending the season, but there's no better place to end the season than down in Fort Dodge, and that's what I told the girls afterwards, you know. So, you know, just wish I could send those seniors out with some victories, but there's only one team that wins at the end, and, you know, we'll see what happens now going forward.
You know, that reminds me a little bit of the movie Moneyball, where they talk about only one team wins the last game of the year, and that unfortunately becomes the reality of the state tournament. Without going to softball, you guys are going to lose a few seniors, Coach, but you've got a lot of talent coming back. First, let's talk about everybody and how great she's been. The fact that she had your one hit, it was a home run, and that I thought that was fitting when I saw that everybody should come across the way. You know, Cam's going to graduate from your program, but you've got a couple of other seniors too. Just talk about that group of seniors that they've meant to you.
One of our seniors, she put batting from 6 to 9 in the batting order. Throughout her career, she's a great kid. Always has a smile on her face, positive attitude, you know, and she's also a really, I think, a good pitcher, but unfortunately, she had, you know, for her, she had Cam in front of her, but that didn't bother Ashlyn one bit. She enjoyed coming to the ballpark every day. You know, we're going to miss her a lot in center field and just her positive attitude. And then Alyssa Hench is at third base. She's been playing there for a few years. She does a nice job at third. You know, I'm always scared when there's teams that bunt on us. She comes flying up, and I'm just worried that, you know, they're going to pull back and hit it back at her. But she has no fear there at third. We're going to really miss her. She led us this year in runs scored. So we got to find replacement there, those two spots. And then obviously Cam Etherington. I can't say enough about her. She's a great softball player. Broke a lot of our records this year and throughout her career. You know, so we got some big shoes to fill right there. And there's no doubt Cam will do good things at Northwestern College in Orange City next year. And just happy for these three seniors that they got to end their career down in Fort Dodge.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Todd Van Otterloo from Algona Softball, my guest here. You know, Coach, I don't know that you can readily replace a player like Cam Etherington when you look at her numbers. 641 average, 767 on base percentage, led the state in both those categories, had 6 homers for you. Also, you know, in the circle, 0.78 ERA, 124 average against. I mean, just incredible numbers. I don't know that you readily replace that, but what's your plan in terms of pitching going forward?
Yeah, you know, we have some younger kids that we'll take a look at. You know, it's going to be wide open. You know, I don't know who that'll be yet, but hopefully the competition will work its way out and maybe even have Cam come back and help us coach would be beneficial too.
Well, yeah, and that's an interesting part of it too. I thought you were going to say have Cam come back for a fifth year of eligibility here. I was going to ask you how you do that because I know some other coaches that.
Yeah, I wish, but
figure that out.
She's got to move on, and she's got bigger plans in front of her.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you look at your roster, and you've got some young players that had really good years. Mariah Knapp, who was behind the plate for you, hit 350 or over 350. Lillian Etherington, which is Cam's sister, hit over 300 as a freshman too. So you've got a pretty good young nucleus, I think, going forward there.
Yeah, we do. We have quite a few girls coming back and some good girls coming through our middle school program. So I'm excited for that. You know, these younger girls enjoy the game of softball, and hopefully continue working hard will pay off. And also just want to see them compete in other sports, which they all do, which is, I think, going to be beneficial for them and everything that they do. And so, yeah, I'm just excited for the future and just got to find replace those seniors that we are going to be missing out quite a bit.
Absolutely. You'll certainly miss your senior class between Cam Etherington, Ashlyn Young, and Alyssa Hinches, but do have the pieces, I think, in front of you here. Coach, let me ask you this. Your first year at Algona, you know, a lot of people, I think, That haven't coached, and I'm a former coach, so I think my insight's a little different and leans toward the coaches here. But, you know, I think a lot of people would think that it would be easy to come into that situation because the fact that they made the state tournament last year before you got there, and, you know, the expectation is for you to just return there, and that would be easy. But I think there's something to be said for how difficult it is to meet expectations when they get to that level. In your first year, you were able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great first year for myself and the coaching staff. You know, a big part of it was our three seniors helping us along the way. You know, we're going to have some great kids, and it was an easy transition for me. You know, I was familiar with the girls, seeing them play last year, and then just being in the school environment, seeing them in the hallways and all that. So, yeah, it was a great first year for me, and I couldn't ask for a better first year. And all the credit goes to those girls making it a great year for us.
Well, and it's funny how you look like so much of a better coach when you've got the players to work with there. That's the key. You know, they would always say in football, X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's. And I don't know how you translate the names on the softball end, but that's just as much a part of it as your personnel. And, you know, in your first year, Coach, looking back on it, what did you learn from the beginning to the end of the year? What do you know now that maybe you didn't know then?
You know, my first year, I didn't even know if we would have a season. And then when we got that decision from the governor that we were going to have a season, I was just excited. You know, I learned a lot from other coaches. You know, I watched quite a bit of Coach Van Pelt there at Humboldt. You know, I learned just to be aggressive while at the plate and on the base pads. And just, you know, be fundamentally sound defensively. You know, those two things I think could go a long way for softball programs, and that's what we'll continue to do out Algona. And also, you know, just building those relationships with the girls is a important factor for me too. And, you know, I'm just excited for the future.
Absolutely, and you very well should be. Coach Todd Van Otterloo, Algona softball. Coach, you know, going forward now, Algona has two state tournament appearances back-to-back. The bar's kind of been set at that point for you to be a state contender. Are you seeing more growth in the game of softball, maybe at the youth levels there in Algona, and seeing maybe some more interest in, you know, people from the area there in Algona really taking to what you guys are doing?
Yeah, I'm seeing some traveling softball teams, which is good. You know, parents are putting some teams together and always enjoy seeing that, you know. So, yeah, I think it's going in the right direction. And, you know, always we could use more girls out for softball, and we'll continue to work on that and see what happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that I think is key in, you know, towns like Algona, towns like Fort Dodge. You look at Fort Dodge's success that they've had under Andy Adams, and a lot of it can be traced back to, you know, the Pride program and the youth teams here in the area, and the fact that these kids get good coaching at an early age and that kind of thing. And so I think that a lot has to do with that, and I think you can point to youth programs being successful almost everywhere you go, you know, around the country that I've been. When you have the smaller high schools that are good every year, you can point back to the fact that their youth programs are, you know, well-ran and feeding talent into that situation there. Now, going forward for you, Coach, I mean, what's the next step for you and the program? What's the objectives on the drawing board going into next year?
Yeah, going into next year, obviously, we want to win that conference title. Humboldt's had it the last 5 years, I think. You know, that's going to be a goal of ours, getting that conference title, you know, and continue just to get better each and every day on the diamond, you know, and competing, having fun, you know, and also making it to the state tournament and win a game or two. You know, last year we did win a game during that consolation round, which was good. But maybe getting that first win, that first round. And we've been close the last 2 years. You know, last year losing to Davenport Assumption 3-2, and they ended up winning it all. And then this year losing 3-1 to Williamsburg. And, you know, just hopefully we can do those things and create a positive environment for our girls and have some fun.
Well, one thing I know is that if you keep beating on the door, eventually the door comes down. So I know that if you keep going back, you're going to get to the point where you're able to kind of advance and kind of build on what you've done. Coach Todd Van Otterloo has been my guest. He has been a fixture on this program. Coach, again, you know, tremendous season for you. Congratulations to you, your staff, and your players on a great season, a back-to-back appearances here now in the state tournament. And, again, thank you so much for spending time here on the program each and every week throughout the summer.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. And I truly enjoyed being on here every Saturday. And, like you said, it was a great year for Algona Bulldogs softball, and hopefully the future continues to be bright for us.